Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
like,
stop. Right on.
What's up, man? What's your name?
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, man?
Doing all right, Earl.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to I was thinking, man, about, you know, I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about Republicans and Donald Trump this morning. And some may say an inordinate amount of time. But the more I've been reading about the response from so-called Republicans and conservatives on what happened with Donald Trump, the more I can't help but talk about where we are. And it, you know, this nation is in peril. It's in jeopardy. It's divided. You got people who are just absolutely insane, and, you know, who are making threats towards the FBI, many who should know better, and all because they want to protect a guy who's a thug and a criminal. And that's who this man is, and Donald Trump, and that's who he's always been his entire life. And you know, I got to thinking about, you know, I've been around a little while, and I got to thinking about what kind of people would be willing to defend a man who's a thug and a criminal, right? I mean, you know there's something that's not right with this man. You know it. And yet you're willing to protect him at all costs. What kind of person is that? And then I got to thinking about who those people are. And I got to thinking about my own life. And I got to thinking about, man, here are people who walk around kind of with their fist balled up, right? These conservatives, they got their fist balled up every day like they're ready to get into some action. You know, I'm ready to fight, you know. And I'm like, okay. You know, do you know people like that? In my entire life, which is pretty substantial now, I've had two fights. I didn't lose either one, but but I had two fights. And because my life was never, and you know, it's, and there were, I think one when I was about 20 years old, and the other one when I might have been about, what, 19, 18, somewhere around there. But never have I, in all that time, in between, have I ever come close to getting into a skirmish with anybody. Because it makes no sense. What kind of adults, what kind of people, one, can't control themselves, don't know how to communicate without making threats about what they're going to do to somebody. Lunatics. So many people die in this country because they're adults, they can't control themselves, they don't know how, and they don't know how to communicate. So the only way they can communicate is to make sure they have a weapon. You know. Well, you know, I'm heavily armed. I've got all this ammunition. Why? These are the people who have been fighting all their lives. Can't get into a conversation with somebody without having their fist balled up. You know, you got people who sleep with their fist balled up, ready to fight in their dreams. That's what you have. Excuse me. And you want to know why children act the way they do. Because as adults, you have not learned how to communicate one with the other. The MAGA crowd is full of those kind of people. Yeah, at any, you know, time, the threats are being made about what they're going to do. People, adults, who are weak when it comes to communicating with people, have not had it their way. Donald Trump, I don't get my way. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my ball and go home. You know people like that. I remember people, young people, you know, who were in fights all the time. That's who they were. Physical altercations. Somehow, you know, the John Wayne thing. I'll show my manhood by knocking you out. Okay. So you hit somebody, you knocked them out. What do you get out of that? I don't understand that way of thinking. I never have. And even to this point in my life, I still don't. But apparently those people on the right, you know, don't understand that. Never have been able to come to a reconciliation with themselves about who they are. Not knowing how to deal with the anger that they have inside of themselves. And so this is how we handle it. I'm going to get me an AK-47. I'm going to get me an AR-15. I'll show everybody. That's the mentality that we're talking about. That's the mentality that is happening in this nation and so prevalent in this nation. You see it in children fighting at the drop of a hat. You know, my own children. And I'm sure they took that after my wife and I. Rarely, if ever, were in fights. I don't know. As far as I know, maybe one, maybe even not that. That's what's wrong in this nation. One of the main problems in this nation is that people need anger management. And I don't, you know, what makes you angry? There's some things that make me angry. But I know how to control my anger. And so I don't need a gun. You know, I know how to treat people. That's the number one thing. How do you treat people? You don't treat people as if they're not human. Unless, you know, you are some the conservatives and Republicans that I know and that I read about on a daily basis who totally disrespect people who don't agree with them and who somehow think that if you don't like the way I think, you know, we can go out back. I've seen it. You add to that weapons, and then you get what we see all too often, unfortunately, in this society. People who are willing to take other people's lives because they're too weak. They don't know how to control themselves. They're weak. So these folk who are running around talking about what they're going to do to the FBI? Cowards. Weak. But we're going to protect Donald Trump and what happened to him. You're cowards. Donald Trump doesn't need your support and you protecting him. You can barely protect yourself. You know, they did this to my man. So this is what we're going to do. Oh, you are. I told you I'm going to spend an inordinate amount of time pointing out what is going on, the hypocrisy of people, who many of them who call themselves conservatives, who now want an assault and an attack on the FBI, and who are so moronic that they believe that the FBI planted evidence on Donald Trump. Man, these people are dangerous. You know, how lame do you have to be to think that the FBI went into Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago and planted evidence on him? Why? What would be the purpose of them planting evidence on Donald Trump? What would they have to gain? You know, what would they have to gain by planting evidence on Donald Trump? I'm going to come back on the other side. Our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. Our phone lines are open. We're going to spend some time talking about the Conservative Party today and where they are. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm just talking about what is it about these folk on the right, you know, and who are willing to go so far as to say that evidence has been planted at Mar-a-Lago. The FBI has this plan because they don't want to see Donald Trump run for president again. Let's plant some evidence on him, and so we can catch him and make him guilt, and he becomes guilty, and so he can never run for president again. You know, when black people were saying that the FBI was planting drug evidence on them, these same people who are now talking about the Republican Party, these same people who praised the FBI during those times, I'm now saying the FBI is some fringe outfit that you can't trust, is un-American. And so, you know, which is it? You know, you just show who you are. And I maintain that many who call themselves conservatives and Republicans were those kind of children when you and I were kids who were fighting all the time. You know, who sleep with their fists balled up, even today. who are always at somebody else's throat. If you don't like it, you know, step outside. Heavily armed. Because they don't know how to communicate. They don't get it. You know, to bag a person of Donald Trump's character or lack thereof, the world knows who he is. And yet, in the face of all of that, you still see these people willing to support him. He's a criminal. We're going to talk about how many times in his life he's pleaded the fifth. How many times have you and I pleaded the fifth? What have we done? What does pleading the fifth mean? Donald Trump is the same person who, when he was president of the United States, said, if you pleaded the fifth, he said only mobsters plead the fifth. I have it right here. We're going to go over it. Those are his exact words. Only mobsters plead the fifth. Hey, Don. How many times have you pleaded the fifth? Well, then the guy yesterday, hey, Earl, you're slandering the president. You better be careful, the former president. He hasn't been found guilty of anything. When you plead the fifth, what does that say? I'm not going to respond on because on the grounds it may incriminate me. The only people who plead the fifth are people who are guilty. Let's go to the phone line. CJ. You're one of the kind of people I'm talking about.
And
go ahead.
I look forward to listening to your opening statement every day. And we're living in a Democrat world right now, Earl. We're living in...
Explain to me what's a Democrat world, man. What does that mean?
We're living in a Biden economy, a Biden security around the world. We were safer and more prosperous with Donald Trump.
Hey, okay.
I don't care if he runs again. I don't care if he does, but I want his policies and I want his economy back, and so do conservatives. We've watched your Democrat cities fall to chaos and murder day in and day out every weekend in Chicago. Democrat-run cities.
Okay, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Well, and as far as Donald Trump pleading the fifth, he gave a statement of why he pleaded the fifth.
What does it
and
listen,
the FBI
man.
has lied about him before. They spied on him. The dossier that was the impeachment was actually proven to be done by the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Hey, CJ. I'll give you a chance. Hey, CJ. I'll give you a chance. But let me show you what kind of hypocrites you and Donald Trump are. Here's what Donald Trump had to say about pleading the fifth. Donald Trump's, and this is before him pleading the fifth, this is when he was president. Donald Trump's decision.
Turn him down.
Donald Trump's decision to plead the Fifth Amendment Wednesday in response to the New York Attorney General's questions about his dealings as a real estate mogul sent many Twitter users down memory lane. That's because the former president is famous for disparaging people who invoke their constitutional right to self-discrimination. These are Donald Trump's words. Before he had to plead the fifth himself. For instance, there was the time in 2016 when he told an Iowa rally, the mob takes the Fifth Amendment. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? This despite Donald Trump taking the fifth 97 times during his 1990 divorce trial from Ivana to avoid admitting adultery. Not surprisingly, many Twitter users found the news that he would take advantage of the same amendment he previously trashed to be quite amusing. So how can it be both ways? If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? Donald Trump, who just invoked the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination in a civil case and his business dealings, can't wait to hear the excuse he and his MAGA sycophants come up with for this one. Donald Trump pleading the Fifth. He talked about the only people who plead the Fifth are people who are guilty. And then we have CJ, who clearly is mindless, who can't address truth, because you before I even brought him on the line, the conversation was about Donald Trump pleading the Fifth after he said only criminals plead the Fifth. CJ can't respond to that, and people like him, because he can't deal with what the truth is. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about the fact that, Donald Trump and who he is and what he represents, and the fact that there are people who are still willing to follow him in the face of all his shortcomings and criminal activities. And before we went to break, I was pointing out the fact that Donald Trump just pleaded the Fifth after quoting where Donald Trump, going back to 2016, said anybody who pleads the Fifth, only mobsters and criminals plead the Fifth. Yet he's pleaded the Fifth over 95 times in his life. And the last time I checked, pleading the Fifth means you basically are saying, I don't want to answer any of these questions, because what it does, and you have a constitutional right to plead the Fifth, is will incriminate me. People who are innocent don't plead the Fifth. I mean, that's just a fact. So let's see if we can have a conversation with CJ. And CJ, if you can't stick with the subject that I'm talking about, I'm just going to cut you off, man. I'm not going to let you take the subject somewhere else, respond to what it is we are talking about, or we'll just cut you off. Go ahead.
Well, Donald Trump made a statement why he pleaded the Fifth. I think if
what does I just said to you, I just said to you that he made a statement in 2017.
Why don't you read it,
that
Bill?
Only.
Why don't you read it and be honest? Read the statement that he put out. If you want to be, so one-sided that you can't read.
Did you hear? Here's what he said. Here's what he said.
I don't have to raise my fist to fight
Here's what he said. Here's his exact words, verbatim.
There you go.
In 2016, when he told Donald Trump told an Iowa rally, the mob takes the Fifth Amendment. I told you I'm going to cut you off. You asked me to read the statement of what Donald Trump said, and I'm telling you, the mob takes the Fifth Amendment. I don't need to hear anything he said yesterday. Let's go back to what came out of his mouth in 2016. He said the mob takes the Fifth Amendment. If you're innocent, why are you taking the the Fifth Amendment. It does not matter what he said yesterday because of what he said, what he said back in 2016. You can't figure that out. Because anything that he said after that, anything that he...
I don't have to fight you with...
Hey, cut him off, man. Cut him off.
I can fight you with facts.
Cut him off. Cut him off. Anything that he had to say after 2016 that is different makes him a hypocrite. But anyway, you know, I digress. Because CJ is not the only person who follows Donald Trump, who can't discern that difference. There's something, there's an impediment in his mind and others like him who see that and can't even discern that whatever it is I said in the past that is in writing, and then I turn around and disavow what I said that's in writing, and somehow we are to ignore, what he said before because he's trying to protect his backside today? Come on with that. Yeah. And so that's the kind of person that we are dealing with, and that's the reason I allow him to come on the air. So you get an idea of what kind of mentality the people are that we are dealing with when it comes to Donald Trump and the inherent dangers as these people are making threats towards the United States government after what they pulled January 6th. You have to understand where we are in this. And what I don't understand is why our government, after what took place January 6th, would even allow this. Why would they allow it? Why would they allow people who are making threats towards the government, you know, and get away with it? Let's go to Manny Perez. Hey, Manny, how you doing, my friend? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let me ask you this, Manny. You are a former. You were appointed by then Governor Scott Walker.
Yes.
The Secretary of Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. What's correct. Important to know is that you are a Republican.
Yes.
And so I want to ask you, as a Republican, as you watch what is happening, and Tom, I see you, we'll come to you. And when you look at what is happening with your party, and the people who still are so wedded to Donald Trump. You know, we talked about Scott Walker and Rebecca Clefish and those people.
Yes.
But what is happening inside of the Republican Party? Do you overlook things because you see all the things that Donald Trump is doing, has done? What's happening with people on the right who give him a pass and who want to ignore and blame law enforcement for a man that clearly is not right?
Well, in my opinion, the party is being controlled by extreme people with their own specific agenda that is trying to impose their own vision of reality onto the rest. In the case of Donald Trump, I agree with him on the China, controlling China, in making the United Nations and European nations pay more for their share in their defense. But his handling of the virus epidemic, his business
practices.
Dealings,
right.
practices, and to name a few, and the fact that he pleaded the fifth yesterday leaves much to be desired. For a political person, a public figure, in my opinion, he should have not pleaded the fifth. He should have answered the questions and let the chips fall where they may. That's what happens when you are a public figure, that you need to answer to the public because the decisions that you make affect other millions of individuals, such as the case of Rebecca Clifish and such as the case of Scott Walker with the corruption and mismanagement at the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. That is my position.
You know, Manny, when you look at, you know, this man and the people who follow him, right? The response to the raid on his house by people on the right who want to vilify now the agents of the FBI, the agency itself, for doing what they are paid to do, right? Following the directives of the judicial system. That's their role. That's what they are paid to do. But the threats that have come towards them to support a man who clearly is not exactly an innocent guy. What are your thoughts on that?
In my opinion, the FBI and the judicial system are completely within the jurisdiction to initiate a siege and confiscation of documents, particularly when those documents should have first been reviewed by the authorities before they were taken out of the White House. So as a result, they are in complete within jurisdiction. And in fact, that was probably a judge order that ordered the seizing and the review.
So Manny, hang on. We've got to go to a break. Tom, I see you. We'll come get you. Bill, I see you. We'll come get you after the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Tone it down. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. My guest is Mr. Manny Perez. He is the former Walker-appointed Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, who decided to walk away early on from his position because of what he believed was Rebecca Clayfish and Scott Walker not being honest about what was going on with the Department of Workforce Development. Manny, hang on a second. Let's take a caller. Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second is the Republican Party is the party of murder and pro-death. I just don't understand. They people like CJ and other right-winger MAGAs, they act like they are in love with this guy. I mean, they act like they can take an ice cream cone and put it in crap and they eat it, for God's sakes. I mean, it's just amazing to me how they don't think. They say that they're people that think for themselves, but they don't think for themselves. They don't think for themselves at all. They don't question anything he says or does. That's one of the reasons why I ask, and I know you don't like when I ask that question, but I feel like I have to ask him just to wake him up and say, how much money do you make a year? I know it's a personal question, but it then at least puts it into the fact that these people are not fighting for your tax bracket. These people are not fighting to lower your taxes. These people won't even invite you on the lawn or let you stand outside their house and their gated community. So why the hell would you be so in love and so blinded by everything this guy says? It's just It's absolutely astounding to me. I'll tell you what, if I felt that way about a Democratic person running for president or whatever, and you know how much I liked Bernie and stuff, please, I still would question what the heck it is.
See, it would be like this. If Bernie had the kind of background that Donald Trump has, I wouldn't be supporting Bernie.
Right?
If he was the kind of person that Donald Trump is, then there's no way I would be supporting him. If former President Barack Obama had the same kind of character that Donald Trump has, I would have never supported him. The issue why would you support a person who is of low moral fiber and character? And, it's one thing if you don't see that and they can hide that from you. It's another one when it's out before the entire world and you choose to support it in front of the entire world. That says something about you.
Let me put it to you this way. I like MSNBC. I love Devil Radio. I love all the Tom Hartman. But you know what? I still look at everything with a jaundiced eye, and I still check things out for myself. I don't just take what everyone says as factual. My biggest thing that I think we can all agree upon is to get money out of politics. Because that's the biggest problem. But these people, if he said, come off and jump off this bridge with me, I mean, he is Jim Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a cult. And these people need to be woken up from this cult somehow.
And the people,
I don't know what they're saying.
And the people would jump off the bridge with them. Tom, thank you very much for the call.
Right.
CJ, right at the head of it. Man, I'm going to take one more call, and then you and I can go at it. Bill from O'Connor, Milwaukee. Bill, go ahead, sir.
Good morning. These people that have this fake outrage, they're nothing more than co-conspirators for a group of people that think if you lose an election, you just overthrow the government. They're all co-conspirators. And I think that if we had a good judicial system, many of them, if not all of them, would be charged with that. And as we move forward, when they can't comprehend why Hunter and Hillary aren't an item, and they are, they lack the intelligence or integrity to understand that concept. Because when there's nothing there, they chased Hillary to the tune of almost $20 million and had nothing. Hunter wasn't even going to come to the table because there was nothing there. There's something here with Trump. Why did they see credibility in a man who, before he was elected, 11 bankruptcies, 20 sexual assaults, and they thought that's integrity for the White House? That's a businessman? Really?
I
think we have to... Go ahead, Earl. Go ahead.
No, Bill. Finish your point.
Okay, my point is they have to be looked at, all of them, as co-conspirators. That's what they are, a conspiracy to overthrow our government. We want nothing for them, and if they keep doing it, if I was in government, I'd say we got to look at the Republican Charter. Maybe it's got to be dissolved because it is not to our Constitution.
You know, Bill, thank you very much for the call. The other thing I would say about what you just said is every time I hear Republicans talk about Hunter Biden and Hillary Clinton and try to compare them to Donald Trump, they're forgetting one of the most important things. Neither one of those people were president of the United States. That's a difference. The president of the United States, that's who he was. And he did those things while he was in public office. All right. Manny, let's go back to, where we are, what took place. I was asking you the other day about, the development of jobs and
yes,
and what it takes to develop jobs, because everybody says if they're running for dog catcher, I'm going to create jobs. If they're running for county executive school board, hey, I'm going to help create jobs. So So is it that easy?
It is not that easy. Generating jobs requires a combination of things, which include long-term policy, short-term policy. It includes, you know, reforms in education to develop the human capital, attracting companies to Wisconsin, big companies, middle companies. It involves also supporting minority business development through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, particularly as it has to do, as it applies, for example, to the city of Milwaukee, the northern Wisconsin. So it requires a comprehensive policy, a comprehensive approach that results with everybody working together and towards the same goal and maintaining that in the long term. It's not that easy.
You know, when you look at the state and what it has to offer, does it have what corporations are looking for? First off, does that matter, the state itself and what it represents and the resources and what it has? I mean, all those things apparently are critically important when the decision time is being made.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the state of Wisconsin has some very key differentiators in relation to other states. For example, it has a great work ethic. For example, the talent and human conditions, you know, for the workers is also very good. The state of Wisconsin has one of the best worker compensation programs in the entire United States. And in fact, that is where worker compensation was developed. So the state has many, many good things. What has not occurred is consistent policy and mixing politics with that policy. In the case of, for example, the Republican Party, I think of what I know what's happening, which is that average Republicans, you know, in the rural areas and many of those areas are so angry at the establishment that they are willing to follow anybody that is against the establishment. People are very angry at the establishment, and that's why you see those numbers with 14 Michaels, because the northern Wisconsin, they are very angry at what happened with the establishment in Walker and Rebecca Cliffish. So to develop jobs requires pragmatic solutions that are not tainted by politicking and money.
So Tim Michaels, the fact that he has been able to expand his father's business to the degree that he has, does that give him some special insight? Or is the fact that his dad, who created that and he expanded it, does that give him some cachet that he knows what it's going to take and that his business acumen that he used to expand his father's business, that's going to be reciprocal throughout the state?
Well, certainly, Tim Michaels, by virtue of his business exposure, has more knowledge than Rebecca Cliffish, and that was demonstrated in the numbers, because he had to be able to analyze financial statements, he had to be able to analyze corporate policy and all of those things, and human resources, something that Rebecca Cliffish nor Scott Walker have ever done, because they never made payroll. They have always been living off of somebody else, off of the state or of something else. Okay.
So Manny, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. Hang on. Got to go to a break. We'll come back to you. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guess is Manny Perez. He was a former secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development under Scott Walker and Rebecca Cliffish. We'll be right back.